Now, we just chatted a little bit before. The Morrison government has recently announced a $1.5 billion investment into two new deals with the idea of a rollout of a COVID-19 vaccine as early as early 2021. Now, we're joined to discuss the deal and Australia's path to a vaccine with renowned global vaccine expert, Professor Tony Cunningham from the Centre of Virus Research at the Westmead Institute. Tony, I hope I've got you that time. Tony, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, fantastic stuff. Thanks for joining the show. We might have to keep this slightly short, unfortunately, as we've got news headlines coming up. But I guess as concisely as you can, there's never been or, well, there was no need, of course, earlier on to have a vaccine for COVID-19 before, I guess, March this year. There's plans to hopefully see a vaccine rollout in this country as early as early 2021. How likely is this time frame? How close are we to actually having this vaccine? And what are the chances of making it look effective, I guess, domestically to kind of eradicate the virus going forward?
We're really seeing exceptional times. In the past, in the vaccines I've been involved in, the trials have usually extended over a period of 4 years. It then takes a bit of time for the regulatory agencies to go through things and approve the vaccines, and then they're scaled up and distributed. And this can take years. So we don't have years with this pandemic. So everything is being compressed, and the vaccines trials are being planned over about a year. But before the vaccine trials actually end, on the basis of the earliest trials, governments are helping vaccine companies to be ready to be scaled up and distributed as soon as we get a good answer, a positive answer. And that's usually on the basis of the early trials. And that's what's happening here with CSL and AstraZeneca, with AstraZeneca saying they'll have their trials complete within the first quarter of next year. So the government is anticipating this and funding CSL, who work in collaboration with AstraZeneca, to start producing vaccine doses so they're ready to go if the vaccine turns out to be good. In other words, it has a better than 50% efficacy. It's a bit of a low bar, but we really need a vaccine, of course.
So if they were to kind of, for lack of a better word, rush this along, especially even considering, like you just said, 50% is the pass mark, is there a chance if there was a massive kind of nationwide rollout that there might be a couple of issues that come as a result? And I suppose this is fairly unprecedented, not to say a term that's been kind of said over and over and over again this year, but what kind of complications could we possibly see as a result? And have we seen these in the past with kind of, I don't know, earlier examples of...
Well, we haven't. The earliest we've ever seen a vaccine from go to woe is 4 years with the mumps vaccine. Mm. So this is as fast as... And perhaps Ebola is another example of a really quick rollout. Mm. All emergency situations, and this is an emergency situation, what you've got to be careful of is these advanced trials are not just trials of the efficacy of the vaccine. They're trials of safety. And so the Food and Drug Administration has thought very carefully about this and resisted political pressure and actually said that you must have at least half of the people you've enrolled, which is usually about 30,000 people, and half of these people get a placebo and half get the vaccine. Mm-hmm. And they're saying at least half of them need to have had 2 months study for safety, because they anticipate if there's a problem with the vaccine, it'll occur, and this is usually true, in the first 2 months after getting the vaccine. And this is because of the emergency setting of the pandemic. We just must be able to at least slow, if not completely eliminate, the spread of the virus and try and protect the most vulnerable, including the aging.
Absolutely. Just very quickly, as I said, we do have to move on to the news headlines. I'm sorry about the rush, but theoretically there are those that might contest the idea of vaccine, whether it be anti-vaxxers and alike, and Prime Minister Morrison has walked back from the idea that he would make it mandatory. As the vaccine stands as it is now, as it's looking like it's going to be in terms of its effectiveness, if there was to be a proportion of the kind of the national population that didn't want to take this vaccine? Does it render it all moot? Does it look? Are we going to be in the same, potentially in the same position this time in a year or in 18 months if there are those that are opposed to getting this vaccine? Should it roll out as early as early next year?
Well, some surveys have suggested that the usual thing is about 5% of people will refuse to take a vaccine for all sorts of reasons, and about another 15% of people are really hesitant about it and need reassurance. And it's very important that particularly, I guess, people like me, academics who are a bit apart from the companies and the government, say things very directly to the people about the expectations of the vaccine, that there is honest and direct communication, which reassures those 15% of people who are hesitant about the vaccine. Of course, many of those people will see the rollout, and they'll see the rollout occurring successfully, and then they'll have the vaccine. If you don't do this, if you end up with very low levels, you have to multiply the efficacy of a 50% vaccine by the the proportion of people who are taking it up. So let's say only 60% of people took it up and it's a 50% effective vaccine, mm-hmm. You'd only have 30% of the community immune to the virus, which would be too low.
No, fingers crossed it all works out going forward. I'm very sorry to rush you along, like I've said, Tony, but thanks for joining the show and giving a little bit of insight on this going forward as renowned in terms of your expertise as you are.
Thank you very much, Joe.
Cheers, I appreciate it. That was Professor Tony Cunningham, expert in vaccines and infectious diseases and co-director of the Centre of Virus Research at the Westmead Institute, on the path, fingers crossed, to an effective COVID-19 vaccine.